We in Northern Ontario understand what it means to paddle out onto an empty lake, catch our limit of bass and trout, and listen to nothing but the breeze through the reeds and the loons calling at sunset. In the summer, it's called Saturday. For most of the world, though, the idea is as romantic and exotic as an African safari. It's no surprise then that a company like Canoe Canada Outfitters has thrived for over 50 years now, delivering outdoor adventures to intrepid travelers from around the world. Jeremy Dixon, now full owner, joined the company about 25 years ago. It wasn't planned. Jeremy was at law school at Western University in London, Ont. When his father needed to step away from the hands-on part of the physically engaging job. "I came back to help out for the summer," Dixon said. "Then, my Uncle Jim offered to sell me his share of the business." By that time, the business was already successful, Dixon said. When Bud opened that first summer in 1973, the company earned $15,000. By 1975, the business generated $250,000 and kept growing from there. A group readies for adventure circa 1998. Canoe Canada Outfitters photo. Dixon said that the types of adventures people look for change with the times, but it's always some mix of canoeing, fishing, and hunting. Canoe Canada offers a wide variety of experiences including fly-in cabins, drive-in cabins, paddle-in cabins, and drop-off canoe trips into Quetico Provincial Park and other spots in the area. The length of the adventure is flexible, too. Guests can plan adventures from 3 to 28 days. Most of the clients, about 89%, are from the United States. Europeans account for about 7% and Canadians only 4%. Most of those are from Norm Jewison's neighborhood in Toronto. The late Canadian film director was one of Canoe Canada's first clients, Dixon said. Part of their key to success is that they made Northern Ontario's isolation a plus, particularly for fishing. "The border has always been a struggle, especially when you're competing against outfitters in Minnesota," Dixon said. "We sold Canada as being more remote, better fishing, and a better outdoor experience because you get a lot fewer people crossing that border." Canoe Canada also relies on client loyalty, and it has that in spades. Dixon said that about 87% of their clientele comes from repeat business. Some families have come up to Atikokan for decades and now bring their grandkids. Even though Bud hasn't officially been part of the company for several years, he was still recognized on the floor during a recent trade show. All the outfitters there call him the Godfather. "Everybody was pretty happy Bud was back," Dixon said. "I'm proud of what my father built. I'm proud of his vision." Clients come back because of the quality of the experiences. Dixon jokes that his father built the business on clean bathrooms. Truth is, that's part of their emphasis on customer service. "We call it the three R's: repeat, referral, and reputation." Fly-in trips are popular amongst adventurers looking to explore the pristine beauty of Ontario's Northwest. Canoe Canada Outfitters photo. The variety of packages also keeps clients coming back. There are at least 15 outpost cabins available plus several paddling, fishing, and hunting adventures you can launch from Atikokan. You could visit Canoe Canada every year for 20 years and never have the same experience. And in fact, many have done just that. The Walters family from Ohio started coming up that first summer in 1973. The Hollanders only missed 2 years from 1974 to 2023, and that was due to COVID. Dixon attributes Canoe Canada's success to one other important difference: guided tours. Families from the big city aren't used to building outdoor fires, never mind keeping a lookout for bears. Guides provide that extra peace of mind and help families and other tour groups get the most from their adventure. Even the self-guided tours are fully supported. Canoe Canada provides all the equipment, food, and maps for a successful venture. Again, it's about ensuring guests have what they need to make the most of their trip. COVID was tough on the company, Dixon said. Closed borders meant 96% of his clients couldn't come. However, he is proud of the fact that the company didn't have to lay off any staff during lockdown. It cost me $978,000 to keep in business, Dixon said. But thankfully I was able to keep my staff on. We took the time to update our facilities. When the borders opened up again, the clients came back, in droves, Dixon said. Last year was our best year ever, and this year, we're ahead of where we were last year. Canoe Canada's COVID strategy reflects the company's community-minded approach. Bud chose to locate in the town of Atikokan rather than base operations at a lake as is common in the area. Many of the town's youth worked for the company over the years. Jeremy talks about the work ethic that stuck with them as they went on to careers. He's also proud that it stayed a family business all this time. His daughter, who was in university, traveled with him to a different show in Chicago, and his son, still in high school, shows a strong interest, he said. Other family members as well as children of longtime employees are also in the wings. 50 years of the same family, same business, that's a flex, Dixon said. The vision is to still be here in 50 years.